And yet again, like clockwork, half of the politicians in our country have little more to offer than thoughts and prayers. That is all they are offering. Join all of us in praying for the victims was Vice President J.D. Vance's response today. That's what he said. That's it. Please join me in praying for everyone involved, Trump wrote. We have seen this play out over and over again. There is a shooting, then come the thoughts and prayers, and then comes the attempt to shift the focus. This is what always happens. You're going to start seeing narratives. You're already seeing them. They're already out there about how the shooter was trans. You're going to see narratives about how the shooter appeared to be anti-Trump and anti-Semitic and clearly was in the midst of a mental health crisis. There's no question about that. But here's the thing. There are trans people all over the world. There are anti-Semitic people, unfortunately, all over the world, and people filled with plenty of political hate all over the world. And mental health issues are not unique to the United States, and yes, we should do more to address them, but it's also an issue all over the world. But this is the only country where shootings like this one happen this often.
Yes, I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful.
I don't know if you guys remember on the movie In the Pursuit of Happiness when Jaden Smith told Will Smith this joke. He said, there was a man drowning in the water, and a boat came by, and they said, I'm here to save you. And the drowning man said, that's okay, God will save me. Then he continued to drown. Another boat came by. The boater said, hey, I'm here to save you. The man said, that's okay, God will save me. Again, another boat came by, same thing. And then the man drowned. He goes up to heaven and he asks God, he said, God, why didn't you save me? And God says, I sent you three boats, you dummy. I don't know about y'all, but that's how I feel. Those are my sentiments when we talk about common sense gun legislation here in America. God gave us five senses. He also gave us the gift of discernment. We have the ability to do something about this epidemic, but we continue to drown in it. And the only thing we have to offer after one of these tragedies is our thoughts and prayers. No one's telling you not to pray, but prayer without action is senseless. It doesn't make any sense, especially when mass tragedies are the leading cause of death in our children. It will never make sense for you to say thoughts and prayers and then go back to your regularly scheduled programming. And that is what the Republicans have been doing over and over and over again after these tragedies. You can look into the eyes of your children, send them to school, and worry about the Ten Commandments being displayed on the wall, but not worry about someone coming in and blowing your child's head off. It will never make sense. I'm on Jen Psaki's side. It's time out for the thoughts and prayers. It's time to do something. But we can say this until we're blue in the face. They're not going to do shit.